CliffCentral.com.
Hey man, it's Rob.
Amsterdam Rob.
Hey Rob.
Yeah man, I've wanted to call in for so long, but I only wake up at 10:30 for work, so
I know why you're calling.
What?
Yesterday was 4:20.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, it was a celebration all around. Yeah, some people didn't come to work. It was a big day for Amsterdam, guys. But, yeah, I just wanted to call in and say I'm glad you guys are still keep going. I mean, listening for now, like, 2 years. I think it's 2 years.
Three.
And 3 years. Well, I've been listening for two, but yes, 3 years you being out of me going.
All right.
And, yeah, I just want to say thanks for the team. Also, another day that I almost fell off my bike. I don't know where you come up with this shit. You just started off, I think it was part two, with like, you're going on about the size of some chick's tits.
Butterbilly Dlamini. Have you seen inside of her tits? She has enormous.
I think the team appreciated that, but that was like the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
I can't tell with her whether it's that she has a small head and really big tits, or whether she. I mean,
or the posture, great posture.
Yeah, she pushes her tits out a lot. Yeah. She's got, I mean, just, you could fit three Kim Kardashian asses into each tit.
Dude,
massive.
I don't know, man. That was the best thing I've heard in a long time. Just the way you went on about it, it's crazy.
Hey, you still got that girlfriend?
No, man.
Oh, dude.
Cruised out, dude.
What happened?
Couldn't handle the heat. No, just didn't dig the vibes. Hey, just couldn't handle that SA vibe about it.
Damn,
you know, too young. And it's King's Day next week. I don't know if you've heard about that. It's funny that we have a public holiday on the same day as you guys, right? 27th.
Yeah, that's right. King's Day is the king's. It's a celebration of William of Orange, right?
Yeah, basically the whole town, the whole city, I was here for last year, the whole city becomes like a festival, like an outdoor festival. It's sort of the craziest thing I've ever witnessed, but yeah, it's pretty epic.
Hey, Rob, you know who's coming to Amsterdam next week?
Who?
Justice Malala.
Well, really?
Yeah, he said he's going to Amsterdam for a holiday, so you better hook him up with some beautifully high-quality, first-rate...
You know what? I would actually love to get high with Justice and just talk about like the economics and stuff. Imagine for like hours.
Sure.
I mean, I'm a big fan of the guy as well. So yeah, we'll give him my number, hook him up. But okay. Just one last thing.
I need your expertise. So
yes.
Yesterday was 4:20, and in South Africa, you know that they're becoming a little more relaxed about our marijuana laws.
Yeah, I heard so. That was quite cool. Well, I mean, I hear it's legal, like, in the court, but then they still have to, like, actually do it by law. I don't know. It's complicated.
Well, you're actually very well informed on this, so you're 100% right. So I need to know, like, indica and sativa, maybe you can help explain to me what the differences are and which one you use when.
Okay, so basically, like, I stay away from actual weed in Amsterdam because it'll fuck you up. Sorry for swearing.
What do you mean?
I thought you were high right now. No, I smoke hash, which is much lighter. It's much more relaxed. You can actually, like, go out and smoke. If you smoke the weed in Amsterdam, you'll get fucked. You'll stay. I've seen tourists come into a coffee shop, order, like, the strongest, and actually they have to give them sugar water because they pass out at the table. That's how fucking strong this shit is.
Wow.
Like, it's next level. They build this stuff in labs.
It's
unbelievable.
But wait a minute.
It's glow-in-the-dark green.
But Rob,
you know what I'm saying?
In order for you to know that the weed gets you fat, does this mean you obviously smoked it before, like when you first arrived in Amsterdam?
Of course. Yeah. I was one of the tourists.
So what happened to you? I mean, what was your...
Okay. Basically, I walked in the shop, you know, trying to play it with my mates first time there. I was like, yo, give me your strongest. So they were like, the stuff called, like, I think it was called T-Rex Concentrate. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know where they came up with the name. It was built by a lab, probably mixed with, like, the old dinosaur bones. I don't know. It was so crazy. So I get this stuff. I light it up like, you know, I'm just sitting. It's a normal joint. You might fooling. So
what
I'm sitting.
It's called T-Rex something.
It's called T-Rex Concentrate. I know the name because it almost fucking killed me. That's why I know it. Dude, I decided I was going to protest on the street warning people about this shit. No, fuck that. Dude, so I'm chilling with my mate, and we all take a puff of it. Like, the next thing I know, I feel like I've been in the coffee shop for about 48 hours. I'm just, like, looking around. Next thing I know, I turn to my mate, and I'm like, what is this shit? And everyone's just, like, cruising around, like, fucking just gnarly. And then the worst part is that you start thinking about your life. You're like, okay, but where am I going tomorrow? Like, but does she really love me? Or, like, do my parents, are they proud? Like, you start tripping.
Wow.
It's, like, the worst thing ever. But that's what you don't want to do, because then you parry out, and you're like, can they arrest me? But it's legal. And it's just like, you know, and then everyone starts looking at you. You're like, I'm high, but they're also high. It's just the worst. CliffCentral.com.